It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Let's go now to the heart of the storm damage across much of the South this morning.
Of all yesterday's storms, the deadliest came in Alabama, and the worst of those was a tornado that approached Tuscaloosa.
It was said to be a mile wide. It moved through the city and just missed the University of Alabama. It did not miss the neighborhood where Alexis McGraw lives.
There was glass, it was metal all over the street. I mean, the houses were, and nothing was left. It was just mostly a lot of concrete foundations that were the only thing left.
Of the more than 170 people killed across five southern states, most died in Alabama. Yesemi August of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency says that's because the storm struck urban areas.
It hit a very dense populated area. You know, it wasn't out in the field. Sometimes you see a tornado, you can kind of see it coming through an empty field or a farmland. Well, this is not what we're referring to. This storm came through downtown Birmingham, downtown Tuscaloosa.
And the storm even struck the offices of emergency responders.
In Tuscaloosa County, the EMA office was severely damaged. All of the police cars overturned. You see people just walking up and down the street, just kind of almost at a loss of what to do next because they're so much damage in these areas.
And the damage explains why Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is urging patience.
We're going to reach out to everyone that's hurting, and it's going to take days. It's not, or weeks. It's not going to be a quick response, but we're going to do it as quickly as we possibly can.
The governor spoke on the ABC affiliate WBMA in Birmingham.